It's 25 past 10.
Question time, extra time on BBC Radio 5 Live.
Now, junior doctors in England are set to stage their first all-out strike in NHS history. An overwhelming majority of 98% have voted in favour of three walkouts next month over their new contract. They are protesting against changes to their overtime and weekend payments. The Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, says the vote is very, very disappointing.
The tragedy is that the reason that many junior doctors are so angry is because the very fair offer the government has made has been misrepresented. The government and doctors all want to do the right thing for patients, which means being able to promise to NHS patients the same high quality care every day of the week, to eliminate this weekend effect which sees much higher mortality rates at weekends. That's the mission that we all have. This is a government that is passionate about the NHS, that's backing the NHS, but that means making sure we do everything possible to give the best care for patients.
Well, Amar Mashra is a junior doctor from South East London. Hello, Amar.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. I'm Philip Lawn, director of the think tank ResPublica. Hello, Philip.
Good evening.
So you're against strike action, Philip. Tell us why.
Well, I mean, I must confess to being slightly bemused by why the junior doctors are voting for strike action. And I've obviously been listening to debate over many weeks now, and they've never really been clear. I mean, the government, I think, has really said this isn't about cutting anyone's wages. The net pay bill will stay the same. What it's really about is cutting the overtime rates for approximately 500 doctors who work what I would call excessive hours in order, obviously, to get maximum return. And actually, the government is reducing the number of hours that they can work in any 7 day. So I am genuinely, and I'm open to being persuaded, and I'd be interested to hear, I'm genuinely bemused. I think the lot of junior doctors is a poor one. They pay for their training, they pay for their own hotel accommodation when they have to work outside their area. I think that's right, but I think that the actual contract the government is trying to get through is essentially to remove the type of practices that prevent us getting the type of NHS we need.
And Amar, it is a big charge from Jeremy Hunt that his position is being misrepresented by junior doctors.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. I find it quite offensive, to be honest. I mean, the idea that we're not capable of reading the contracts for ourselves that he's proposed, the insinuation that we're not capable of unpicking the evidence on which he's based his claims, for example, on the weekend effect, or the clear and very apparent patient safety concerns that this contract proposes and poses. So there's absolutely nothing that I feel has been misrepresented by what he's
saying.
What are
you so concerned about?
He
says he is saying that he's cutting the total number of hours that you're doing down.
The reality of the contract concerns come down to the fact that what he's doing is removing the penalties that hospitals have to pay for overworking staff unsafe numbers of hours. That will not result in staff working unsafe numbers of hours. That will result in staff working more hours.
But is this about unsafe number of hours, or is this about money in your pocket?
Honestly, I'm an A&E doctor. You could double my pay, and it would still not make this contract safe.
Philip?
I find this very, very peculiar. The facts are that the new proposed upper limits of hours in any 7 day shift are 72 hours, down from currently 91. They're actually saying that you can only do four consecutive night shifts. Currently, under the current contract, you can do seven. So what the government is actually proposing is a much safer working pattern, because the government believes that actually doctors have been working overtime and doing unsafe hours, which compromises patients. So I find it very peculiar, once again, that the idea that doctors are striking for patient safety, which I think on the basis of the government offer is quite hard to accept.
And do you not accept tomorrow?
Philip stated, I think, a couple of times that he seems confused by what seems to be taking place. I don't think anything has been other than other than clear. All we've been doing is asking for a chance to negotiate these contracts without preconditions and without the threat of imposition.
Well, what is also clear,
has continually been denied.
What is also clear, Mar, is that mortality rates at weekends are higher than weekdays. So they're too high.
No, that's not true.
And it's up to the government to do something about it.
That's not true. It's really odd that actually that paper has still been quoted, and that statistic has still been quoted 2 months after it was debunked and 2 months after Sir Bruce Keogh went on record to state that it would be rash and misleading to suggest and interpret the data in that way. He's the man that authored that paper and that disseminated it to the Department of Health. And they've been criticised time and time again by the BMJ, by leading medical authorities, for misquoting that statistic, and yet they've managed to allow it to permeate
into the
media.
Well, it's the health secretary talking about it. Jeremy Hunt talking
about it.
Exactly,
and he's completely wrong. And this is why we've got to the point where industrial action is being taken, because the health secretary is so happy to use lies and spin to push forward whatever policy he's decided seems to be appropriate to him, whilst completely ignoring the recommendations of the countless staff that work in the NHS.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not normally confused by what people are arguing, but I think that I haven't heard from the junior doctors a clear account, because I have the government's contract offer in front of me in black and white, and it seems to me, and I'm on your side, you know, I think actually that what the deal that junior doctors have, regardless of this contract, is actually very poor, and I actually think the medical profession needs to reward junior doctors at a much earlier stage of their career far more, and not reward them so highly when they're consultants. So, you know, I'm not coming at this from any ideological point of view, but I think there is clearly, if you look at the Morecambe Bay scandal, there is clearly an issue over weekend working, and I think the paper hasn't been so much debunked as contested, but we do have an issue with weekend working, with mortality rates, and it's very clear that we do, and the public want to move to a 7-day NHS when they can be assured that they get the same level of care. And what I think
Philip? What do you mean by a 7-day NHS? Because I work in A&E, and we've still yet to close our doors since I started working there.
Yeah, I don't mean that you have elective surgery over the 7 days, but we do know, for instance, that in many of the scandals, that the level of consultant care has dropped off over the weekends, and often left junior doctors not feeling that they have the type of support. I'm not suggesting that's.
So what's that got to do with the junior doctor contract?
What's that got to do with the junior doctors is that the hospitals themselves, and hospital managers have said this to me, if you look at Salford Hospital that runs 7-day working, what they want is the ability to roster people across the 7 days for the safety of patients, but at the moment the overtime structure makes it very expensive for them to roster at the weekends. So what I'm trying to say here is I think the government is actually trying to do the right thing, which is asking what is the type of cover that we can create to ensure patient safety.
John Pienaar,
I'll just finish, and then honestly, I'd be interested in what you would say. What I do find confusing is the junior doctor's insistence that somehow these proposals imperil patient safety, when it's clear that but at least, you know, from the government offer, they are actually ensuring shorter working hours, which I think can only improve patient safety.
Well, John Pienaar, you're listening to this. It's interesting, John, how this has descended into such a divisive war of words between doctors and the health secretary, isn't it?
It is a stalemate. It is a deadlock. It's hard to see how you bridge the divide between the two sides. Jeremy Hunt's argument, which we've heard rejected now, of course, from doctors over and over again, and the vote for action, for industrial action, for strike action, couldn't have been more emphatic. It shows the gulf between them. Jeremy Hunt is saying he wants to bring about, certainly, a move to a 7-day NHS, and this is part of that plan. Also, doing so without blowing more than can be afforded on the budget available for doctors' pay, doctors' remuneration. And he argues, and we've seen this, as I say, rejected, he argues that an 11% rise in basic pay, which is the figure that he set out, goes far above the kind of pay rises available in so many other parts of the public sector, where people are still forced to live within severe pay restraint. Now, the arguments against that we've been hearing with a great deal of force, but it isn't, there are, as it were, an argument going on. And let's just hear from Jo in Wales, who's texted in. She's a retired nurse, and Jo texts, I really do feel that it is down to the fact it's because they moan about overtime, yet on the other hand, they don't mind working overtime if they get the money. It's double standards. We all have to work weekends and nights. Nurses do. That's Jo in Wales.
Okay. And Maureen Phillip, thank you very much indeed. We'll leave it there. We'll get your views tonight, of course. It really kicked off on this very programme last week about this same subject. I doubt that this will come up, though, on Question Time this evening. It'll certainly not get as much room as we give it on last week's programme because of the situation in Paris. But we're happy to continue to talk about it. 0500 909 693. So Question Time coming up very, very soon on 5 Live. First, we'll get the news at 10:36.
On digital, online, smartphone and tablet. This is BBC 5 Live.